Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for joining the first session of today. You're at the software-defined storage dev room. We'll have storage talks throughout the day until, I think, 7 tonight. Fabio is here to start with his first talk. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. I'm Fabio. My colleague Salman was supposed to be as well. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it, which is really a pity because he's the guy who actually built most of this stuff. But now you got me. I'm going to talk about OpsFS Fuse Mount, what it is, and what we built it, and how we use it essentially. Before doing that, I just want to give you a little bit of a context on, what is OpsFS in general and where it is used. Kind of have a feeling that not a lot of people know about it. So OpsFS is effectively an Apache HFS compliant distributed file system, right? So the code base was forked out of the Apache HFS, and we made a couple of different changes over the course of the years, some significant, some less significant. But ultimately, there is mostly an architectural change and also some security differences between what is Apache HFS and OpsFS. Ultimately, the APIs are the same. So the clients are compatible, right? So if you look at the actual implementation architecture of OpsFS, you can actually recognize some of the processes, some of the entities that you can also find in Apache HFS. The difference is that they behave slightly different, right? So in HFS and OpsFS, you have the name nodes. Those are responsible for interacting with the clients, knowing the state of the file system, responding to the clients, giving access to the files, and so on. The difference between what is Apache HFS and OpsFS is that OpsFS, we took the metadata information, so the structure of the file system, directories, where the blocks are located, permissions, and so on, and we moved it outside the memory of the name node process into the into what we call RunDB, which is essentially a distributed in-memory database that it was forked out of MySQL NDB cluster. Specifically MySQL NDB cluster, if you're not familiar, it's not a cluster of MySQLs, but it's actually a different storage layer as well. So it's basically a distributed in-memory layer that basically stores the processed data. And you can do like really nice things. Like you can do like scale up and down online. You can do upgrades and stuff like this. And it's in memory, so it's extremely fast. So moving this metadata information from the actual name zones to database allows us to basically have effectively stateless name nodes in OpsFS. So we can have as many as we want. We can take them down. We can